just listen to that new Earth being born. Fissure 3 continues to be the dominant of fissures on the Northeast Rift Zone. Its lava fountains constantly throwing molten lava bombs nearly 100 feet into the air. Over time, these bombs cool, and around the base of the fissure, they build up a splatter cone. You can see that right here. So Fissure 3 has produced several lava channels that are winding their way down the volcano. These channels are surrounded by these levees that insulate the lava and keep it fluid and moving brisk downslope. As it cools, it can form black crust at the top in some places. And check this out, those lava channels can branch and weave and rejoin each other in several different places. All this lava heading to that flat saddle area and slowing down.
One of the things that could happen is we're pushing lava into that flow front and it's kind of inflating. It's like a bit like a balloon. But if that lava gets too stiff, it's possible that the channel will back up. Or channels often fail too on these steeper slopes. So then they could have a breakout, but we don't know if it breaks out on the east side of a channel or the west side of a channel. That will really determine where the lava goes. So we can't actually predict or forecast, you know, those kind of breakdowns.
A big shout out to USGS for providing those photos and video you just saw in that report. Awesome stuff. So if you like looking at this amazing imagery, just head to our HNN digital platforms right now. We have a gallery published right now at this moment of more than 500 viewer submitted photos. They're really cool. Check them out, please. Again, that's at our HNN digital platforms. I'm Jonathan Jared Soppy reporting.
Now past the 1 week mark of the historic Mauna Loa eruption, as of this morning, there's no indication of when that eruption will stop. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says there is one active fissure that is still pumping out lava, feeding the flow that is inching toward Daniel K. Inouye Highway. Scientists detected quakes beneath Mauna Loa throughout the weekend. Here's HVO's deputy scientist in charge explaining what that means.
Very unlikely that anybody would have felt this, but our sensors detected it. The largest event was a magnitude 2.1, but we measured a number of earthquakes beneath the summit, and basically what this indicates is that magma continues to come up into the system from the magma chamber and is being transported down to Fissure 3, where it's erupting on the surface.
Here's the good news. The lava flow that's approaching the highway, also known as Saddle Road, is still about 2.25 miles away. That means that the lava advanced less than half a mile since Friday. At last check, the flow was creeping forward by about 40 feet every hour, with the lava spreading out like a pancake on flat land. HVO says it's too early to say definitively whether it will reach the highway. All right, authorities also pleading with people to follow the rules when it comes to lava watching. Our Lacey Denise is live on Hawaii Island this morning with more on that. Good morning to you, Lacey.
Good morning, Grace. Tell me it's cold without telling me it's cold. I am, and I also have my gloves here ready on standby in case my fingers get frozen. But aloha, we are so honored and excited to be here. We are at the Gilbert Kahele Park, right along Daniel K. Inouye Highway. To my left is the south entrance to Old Saddle Road and the lava viewing area. And to my right, we can see the majestic Mauna Loa's glow. This has been such a historic trip, truly the assignment of a lifetime. Now, although this site is very beautiful and is drawing a lot of people here, officials are warning people that there's a lot of serious dangers, and we saw that firsthand yesterday. You know, just to my left, the entrance to Old Saddle Road was shut down after an unexploded ordnance was found right off the roadway, and that prompted the road to be closed for several hours. We spoke with a representative from the Department of Parks and Recreation, and he's asking anyone who is planning on coming up here, when you park along Old Saddle Road, don't go off the path. Stay next to your vehicle because you don't know if there could be another unexploded ordnance. Also, it's dark. The rocks are sharp and in some places unstable, so it really doesn't take much to trip or fall. Last night, we went on a tour with the DLNR, and we saw three hikers in an area they weren't supposed to be in. Don't care officers, they let them off with a warning, but say they will give citations if needed. Another danger up here, Grace, from personal experience, I can vouch that the air is thin. I was at an excited hiker yesterday when we were on that tour with the Department of Land and Natural Resources. Quickly slowed down that pace as we got closer to the viewing area.
With anything else, just the thin air.
Yes.
All right, Lacey, I don't know if you can hear me, but I just want to ask you, how many layers do you have on right now? 5, 6, 7? Higher? Oh my goodness.
No, I have about 1, 2.
Okay, three.
I have about 4 layers on. I have about 4 layers on right now,
and
Grace. And you know, yesterday at the press conference, I was a little embarrassed because we were speaking with some of the volcanologists and they just had a long sleeve shirt on. I showed up like this, bundled up with my gloves and my hoodie on. So, yeah, I'm from Kona. We're not really used to this type of weather conditions.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. But I bet this has been such an amazing experience for you, right? I mean, it must be so emotional for you as well.
Grace, very emotional. I want to say a mixture of emotions. Last week around this time, I was afraid because my hometown could have possibly, been taken away by the lava, but we're so grateful and thankful that the path so far is moving away from the communities. Being here, Grace, I want to say on a personal level, born and raised here on Hawaii Island, I never thought in my lifetime that I would be able to see lava in person and cover this and to be standing right here in front of you and honoring Tutu Pele and being in all of her glory. So this has just been an unprecedented trip for me and just so honored and grateful to be here.
All right, Lacey Denise, she's going to be live throughout the morning with updates for us. Stay warm out there. I know you can add another layer. You can do it, girl. You can do it.
We can.
All right, 6:08 now. Well, the aviation alert for this eruption, it's been downgraded from red to orange. So it means that Mauna Loa is still erupting, as you saw, but the volcanic ash is posing little to no threat to aviation, and that includes commercial flights. However, the FAA's temporary flight restriction remains for the airspace that's right above the eruption, but it's not having any real effect on passengers in Hawaii. As we continue to track this eruption, a reminder that you can have your lava photos and videos featured on our newscast. You just have to scan that QR code on your screen. We'll bring you the latest news conference from officials at 9 a.m. this morning. That will be streaming live on all of our digital platforms. In other news,